Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we learn about the University of Minnesota's Adopt for You program for military children and visit with Jim Finley about an upcoming career fair for veterans. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Keeping a marriage strong enough to thrive through the unique challenges of a military deployment is important to our nation's military. The Army first introduced this idea in 1997 with their program, Building Strong and Ready Families. They brought together 90 active duty couples to participate in what could be called a retreat, and it was received with enthusiasm. Since then, the Army has welcomed more than 160,000 couples to their improved marriage program, now called Strong Bonds. Here in Minnesota, our chaplain-led Strong Bonds program is also helping couples grow together. 1 week in a month, all summer long, Strong Bonds retreats are being held at various locations throughout the state. During the weekend-long event, couples spend most of their time in discussions or practicing effective communication skills. As a couple and in a small group setting, they learn about expectations, commitment, forgiveness, and feeling understood. Those who have attended really get a kick out of the Saturday night assignment to go out on a date. In the National Guard, we encourage service members and their spouses to attend a Strong Bonds event in lieu of a weekend drill. This affords them extra time devoted to communicating with each other, makes our service members healthier and stronger leaders in our ranks. Our chaplains also have a program for our single service members to have an empowering weekend of internal growth. For more information on the Strong Bonds retreats, visit beyondtheyellowribbon.org.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. Dr. Abby Gortz is the director of the Institute for Translational Research in Children's Mental Health at the University of Minnesota, as well as professor in the Department of Family Social Science and the Institute of Child Development. Her research focuses on the development, effectiveness testing, and implementation of targeted prevention programs that promote child resilience among highly stressed families, including those affected by military deployments and war. Doctor, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Now, you said you were on the show in 2012.
That's right.
And we were talking about, today we're going to talk about Adapt for You, but then you had another research project going at that time. What was that one?
Adapt. So ADAPT stands for After Deployment Adaptive Parenting Tools, and it is the first, and as far as we know, the only evidence-based parenting program for military families who've experienced deployment who have school-age kids. So there are a lot of parenting programs out there, but none that have a base in evidence that are specifically for military families.
So, Doctor, you work out of the University of Minnesota. Can you tell us a little bit about your background? How did you get into this?
Great question. I'm a child psychologist. As you can tell, I'm trying to perfect my Minnesotan accent, but not being very successful.
Sounds very good. Don't worry.
I'm originally from the UK, and I also spent some time in Israel, where I was actually during the Gulf War of 89. And at that time, I worked in a hotel, and my job was to give out gas masks to the visiting journalists and also teach them what to do in the case of mustard gas or nerve gas. And that was my first experience of war, and I found out that the people who are the most disturbed by the experience of sitting in a shelter not knowing whether Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons or not, the most disturbing group were the staff in the hotel who had left children at home, whose children were sitting in shelters alone at home while their parents were working in the hotel. That got me interested in studying what happens to families during stressful and traumatic events. And I was privileged enough about 6 or 7 years ago to be collaborating with a researcher at the VA. And we decided to start figuring out what happens to parenting when parents come back from deployment.
So how did you get from Israel to the University of Minnesota?
Great question. Too long to answer now, but I love it here.
Short version. Somehow you arrived in Minnesota.
Yeah. Did my PhD and came here, and 4 kids later, this is our home.
Well, so you decided to stay. I'll blame that on your husband then. You're
sure
up here for the winters and summers and everything in between.
Yes.
Now, the first program, the ADAPT, how long did that go, and what was the mission, and did we learn anything?
Yeah, absolutely. So in 2010, we received funding from the National Institutes of Health to develop and test a parenting program for families in which a mother or father or both had been deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan. So we proceeded to develop this program. It's a 14-week group-based program. We now have other formats of the program. And we recruited 336 Minnesota National Guard and Reserve families, all of whom had at least one parent deployed. In 57 of the families, it was mom who deployed. In the vast majority of families, it was dad who deployed. And in a number of families, both parents had deployed. All had kids between the ages of 4 and 12. All had deployed since 2001. And we randomly assigned them, like a flip of a coin, to either be invited to participate in a 14-week parenting group program with 6 to 10 families, and a facilitator, someone from the Guard and Reserves, a service member, veteran, or a spouse, to provide tools, parenting tools. And the other 40% of families were randomly assigned to receive the kinds of resources you'd get if you went into a VA hospital, say, and said, I need some resources for parenting. And the goal was not only to figure out whether this program would be useful in promoting resilience of children and families, but also to learn a little bit about deployment and parenting. And we have learned a ton since then. It's been an incredible experience and very gratifying. And we are so grateful to the 336 families who contributed a significant amount of time to help us.
Now, Abby, one question that comes immediately to mind: which parent being deployed is harder on the family? My guessing it's going to be the wife, the mom.
Such a great question, Tom. Actually, it's probably not the answer you expect, but mom and dad affect the family in different ways. So if you're talking about being on parenting, caregiving, yes, it's still the mom who does most. And that's pretty standard across the country, civilian and military. And of course, if you have a military dad and a civilian mom and dad's deployed, then mom is single parenting a lot of the time. But dads have a very important role in the family. So, for example, when you have a dad who comes back with PTSD symptoms, for example, combat stress symptoms, that affects the family in, I think, no less profound a way than if you have a mom who goes off and deploys and experiences combat and the stress of combat.
My first thought was, if I was a young man married to a soldier and she was my wife and deployed and we had kids at home, I'd be scared to death.
Absolutely.
To be home alone with the kids for a year.
Right. It's tough. Actually, we had very few civilian dads. A lot of our 57 moms, about 25 of them were in dual career, dual deployed families. And most of the others were single moms.
So from that first study, what did we learn? Did we learn anything that could help families in dealing with deployments?
Yes, we learned a tremendous amount. And like I said, we're so grateful to the families. And we've shared everything we've learned, both with the Minnesota Guard and more broadly across the country. And the Department of Defense are really interested in this because, as far as we know, this is the first study to focus on parenting in a military population in the recent large-scale study, and particularly with a focus on National Guard and Reserve. So like I said, we've learned that moms and dads affect kids in different ways. But both moms and dads not only does the parenting of moms and dads and combat-related stress like PTSD symptoms affect kids, but kids also then affect their parents. For example, one of my colleagues recently did a study using our results showing that over a two-year period, which is the length of time we follow our families, moms and dads' post-traumatic stress symptoms affect kids' anxiety and kids' depression. How? Through the way they engage, interact with their kids. And then kids, in turn, affect their parents' distress. So, and you can see how that can be a vicious cycle. So what we did was we shared some tools with parents, some parenting tools. And what we found was that actually, when you share these tools with parents and they're engaged with these tools, that affects the whole family. It improves the way parents feel about themselves and their parenting. It improves how kids do, and it improves how parents feel in terms of their own distress, post-traumatic stress symptoms, and suicidality.
Doctor, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about some of those tools that you're providing for families before deployments. We're speaking with Dr. Abby Gowertz about after-deployment adaptive parenting tools from the University of Minnesota. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Baseball is part of the fabric of American life. One of the American Legion's most successful programs through the years has been Legion Baseball. In Minnesota, we have over 325 teams in nearly every community in the state, involving about 5,000 student athletes. Five of our Minnesota teams have won the National World Series. This is Peggy Moon, past department commander of the American Legion. Check out your local team and come to a game. It's some of the best baseball you'll ever see.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we've been talking about a study called After Deployment Adaptive Parenting Tools, or ADAPT, with Dr. Abby Gewertz from the University of Minnesota. And Doctor, before we went to the break, we were talking about what you learned from the first ADAPT study, and you indicated that you've developed some tools that when the parents are planning for a deployment, that might make that deployment easier and make it easier to help their children?
Actually, the program was originally designed to provide tools for families after deployment. So families had identified that the most stressful phase of deployment was after reintegration. You would think that before deployment was pretty tough and during deployment's tough. Before deployment, you've got a deployment coming up. What do you say to the kids? How do you reallocate household tasks? How do you figure out? How do you make a plan? How do you deal with the worries during deployment? Single parenting, communication, worry all the time. But families overwhelmingly identify reintegration as the most stressful period.
So the children have learned to live with one adult making the rules.
And so
the other adult comes home.
Right, right.
And it's like you have to learn how to live together all over again.
We've had dads who I remember one dad in one of our groups who said, you know, I returned from Afghanistan 7 years ago. My kids still go to their mom first. I take them for canoe trips, camping weekends. They still go to their mom first.
So kind of a permanent change in that family.
Yeah. I think that parents who are intentional, families who are intentional, can really do things to mitigate that. One of the things I have learned is that military families are so remarkably resilient. And the way I talk about our program is we live in Minnesota. It's cold. I'm from London originally, so I'm not used to this cold. You would never send a kid or yourself out in 0 degrees weather without a coat. I feel like that with deployment. Why would you deploy if you weren't able to provide a coat for your family, to provide a way of buffering your kids and yourselves from the difficulty associated with a long separation? You know, our Army Guard, unfortunately, the first BCT, 22-month deployment, but even a typical deployment for the Army Guard is 12-plus months. So there's the separation, and then there's the worry and the anxiety about what it's like, about having a service member in the line of in harm's way.
And technology today means they know what's going on and maybe makes it a little worse.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's comforting to be able to reach your spouse, and then it's terrifying as well. And there's also an issue around mission readiness, I think we're learning, which is that can you really be in two places at once? You know, if you're preparing for a mission and your spouse calls you and is having a problem with the kids, that's a tricky thing.
You could be a danger to your buddies and you have to be focused on the mission.
You have to be focused on the mission.
Accomplish it, get home safe. Well, it's got to be helpful to have the information that you've learned in the first study available so that they kind of know what might happen or what to expect.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Our focus is on the mission of home, being the strongest family you can be.
Doctor, let's get into the new study, Adapt for You. And this is a continuation, and you're taking what you've learned, and now you're trying to take it to the next level. Are you just signing up volunteers now? What phase are you in, and what's going to happen?
So we got great results from ADAPT. What we found was when you provide parenting tools, you get great results. The premise of this whole program is that parents are their kids' best teachers. And indeed, if you provide parents with just extra tools in their tool belt, and they use those tools, kids do better. And parents do better, parenting does better, and actually parents show less distress. And this is based on our results after a year of the program, and our 2-year results are coming out now, so this is after the program. So Department of Defense liked the results enough to offer us another 5 years of funding to make the program available to more people. Essentially, what we're doing now is, instead of comparing the program with nothing, we have 3 different versions of the program. One is online only, what we call self-directed. You can take the program online in your own time, in your own home. second version of the program is what we call telehealth, which means, let's say you live far away, you might not be able to make it to a group, but you could get online with me once a week and I would be your facilitator and I would work with you and your spouse. And we would do that once a week for 14 weeks. And of course, the third option is the group. It's the one that we started with. So in this study, everybody gets something. People are randomly offered either online only, telehealth, or group-based adapt. And this study is open to families who live in Minnesota as well as Michigan. In Minnesota, families who live in the Twin Cities metro area, seven county area, families who live in Duluth, St. Cloud, and Rochester are all eligible as long as at least one parent has deployed since 2001 and those parents have a child between the ages of 4 and 12. If you're interested, you can go directly to our website, www.adapt4u, the number 4, the letter U, .umn.edu. If you just Google Adapt4U, you'll find us.
Adapt4U.
Right. And we have a lot of other resources on our website as well for families.
So you're signing up families now and I understand you're looking for about 360 families?
180 in Minnesota. So we're looking for about another, we have spots for about another 100 families.
And it's a 14-week program.
It's a 14-week program. We compensate families for their time. We do an interview when they sign up, and then 1 year and 2 years later, we invite them to either the online version, the group-based, or the telehealth version of the program. And families earn up to about $400 to $600 over the course of the study, and that's just a thank you for their time.
So Google Adapt4U, the number 4, and it's Minnesota and Michigan families. It's a 14-week program. And they have to be part of a deployment. One spouse has to be.
They have to have deployed any time since 9/11.
Okay. So even if they're deployed in home.
Yep. Absolutely.
You're going to work with them and see.
Absolutely.
So what do you expect to learn?
Well, we're really interested in finding out what works best for whom. So it may be that there are families for whom the group support is really, it's really important, especially our Guard and Reserve families who can often be pretty isolated. And in the groups that we did previously in ADAPT, families really said that the support was helpful. But there are other families, either because they're busy or because they live far away, for whom they can't make it to a group, but they want to have someone at the other end of the internet who they can talk to, who they can share their, you know, trying out parenting tools with. And yet there may be other families who actually don't want to talk to someone. They just want to go online at their own pace and just, you know, watch the videos and practice on their own. So we want to find out what works best for whom. We know this program works, but we don't know what kind of program might be best for whom. I want to say thank you to all our families, past, present, future. Our families are just the greatest, and we thank them for their service and their sacrifice.
And Doctor, I want to thank you for joining us again today.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Abby Gewirtz from the University of Minnesota with the After Deployment Adaptive Parenting Tools Program. Please stay with us. When we come back, we'll visit with Jim Finley about an upcoming career fair for veterans on Minnesota Military Radio. Today's Yellow Ribbon Company Spotlight is Normandale Community College. As a large community college centrally located in Bloomington, Normandale is a recognized leader in academic excellence, student support, and community workforce development. Normandale honors our country's veterans and military service members by providing support and resources that will help ensure their transition back to school and their community. This commitment provides trained personnel in the Veterans Resource Center to assist veterans and their families with advising, benefit information, admission, and scholarship applications, job and health care referrals, and an introduction to other military-connected staff and students. Normandale Community College has been a Yellow Ribbon company since November of 2013 and is honored and proud to be making a difference to service members, veterans, and their families.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to learn about an upcoming career fair for veterans. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
July is Hire a Veterans Month in Minnesota. Governor Dayton has proclaimed this month to create awareness of the talent and character employers will find when they hire veterans. Who are the movers and shakers in your community? They may not boast about their service, but if you ask, you will find that many of them are veterans. They are the leaders who took initiative when something needs to be done. Give them the opportunity and they will exceed your highest standard. The men and women who have worn the uniform are driven to succeed. They are poised and ready for their next mission. their mission back home in Minnesota. This mission will be in companies and small businesses across the state. If you're looking for a smart, dependable employee, look to a veteran. For additional information on how to hire a veteran, go MinnesotaVeteran.org.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalhoub. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is Jim Finley, who is the Director of Veterans Employment Programs at DEED, the Department of Employment and Economic Development here in Minnesota. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tom.
Jim, Commissioner Shalhoub was just telling us about this month. It's Hire a Veteran Month.
It is, all over the state. In fact, this is the 10th annual career fair that we're going to be doing. And for the last 6 years, I believe, July has been Hire a Veteran Month.
All right, Jim, before we dig into that, I want to give the listeners that might not remember who you are a little background. You are a veteran.
I am.
When and where did you serve?
U.S. Army, 74 to 77, and mostly stateside and a little bit of work in Alaska.
So you're what we call a Vietnam-era veteran.
Correct.
So one of my era people.
Absolutely.
And we're still here going after it, Jim.
Absolutely.
And your position with the DEED, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I work with 31 of the finest people you'll ever want to meet. They're veterans employment reps. We've got some that work directly with veterans shoulder to shoulder on resumes and interviewing skills and job search strategy. We've got another group that engages with business to educate businesses on the value that veterans bring. And also to identify opportunities for the veterans that we're working with.
Now, Jim, I understand that DEED, the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, collaborates with other state of Minnesota departments and agencies in addition to an array of federal, county, city, and private nonprofit service providers across Minnesota, and that your goal is to provide a smooth transition for veterans back to family, work, and community.
Correct. None of us can do this alone. And one of the things Minnesota is known for is the very strong, exceptionally strong veterans service community. And we've all come around with a common goal to help the current and former service members in Minnesota.
And Jim, over the last 6 years or so that we've been doing this show, you've been on a number of times, and Minnesota once again is at the forefront. When we had 2,700 soldiers from Red Bulls coming back from deployment in Kuwait, you got you and your department and the TAG, the Adjutant General, and some private citizens and corporations all got out in front of that and helped those people, a large number of whom were looking for jobs, to find jobs, some of them before they even came home.
Right. In fact, that was a group of about 2,700 service members from Minnesota that were reporting about a 20% unemployment rate. And so not only did we start working with them via Skype and email with job leads and interviewing skills and some of those kinds of things before they ever left Kuwait, Minnesota actually sent a team to Kuwait where we did workshops day in and day out on some of those same topics to get them ready for a job search when they got back to Minnesota. Within 6 months, that unemployment rate was down below 2% for that group.
It was a great piece of work, Jim. It worked out well for our returning Red Bulls.
It was a huge effort, and as you say, a lot of different agencies involved, and the credit gets spread far and wide on that.
Jim, today in Minnesota, what's the civilian unemployment rate and what's the veteran unemployment rate? Roughly, I know it's hard to tell exactly.
You know, the civilian rate's around 3.9, 3.8, and the veteran rate is actually about a tenth of a point below that.
A little below the civilian, and that's right. That's unusual in most states, isn't it?
It is. And in Minnesota, you know, we've benefited from a great economy. And of course, veterans are benefiting from that good economy, too. We were talking just a couple of minutes ago. Part of this is not necessarily unemployment, but it's the underemployment. And we hope that at this career fair coming up, we have an opportunity to connect a lot of great service members, veterans, with companies that have good family-supporting career jobs.
We're speaking with Jim Finley, the Director of Veterans Employment Programs for the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development on Minnesota Military Radio. Now, Jim, I've always kind of questioned the unemployment rates because some people have given up and maybe fallen out and they aren't being counted. And then I've heard that in the trades and a lot of other places that people are underemployed, which means they're not getting 40 hours a week. And we've heard that there's a lot of people working two and three part-time jobs.
Right. Right. In fact, again, that's the big challenge in Minnesota is folks that are underemployed. In fact, it's deed. Much of what we're involved in now has to do with programs that elevate people, that get people from point A to point B, whether it's training or a part-time job to a full-time job. You know, in concept, people refer to it as kind of a career pathways. And there's actually a program called Career Pathways, but it's a way to get people upskilled into higher paying, more permanent jobs.
So one of the things you're trying to do is make sure that our veterans get permanent full-time employment with benefits.
Right.
So that they can get back into an ordinary right. life pattern.
Right. Family supporting.
Family supporting. That's a great thing to do. And so now this is your annual job fair. Is that what's coming up?
Correct. Veterans Career Fair. This is the 10th year, actually, that we've done this. We started in 2006, and we started with 86 employers out at the Earl Brown Center up in Brooklyn Park. And we're still at Earl Brown. They've been a great partner. And this year we've got 244 employers signed up.
Quite a few more than you had before.
It is. It is. And Earl Brown tells us that we're in all of their spaces that they can legally put us in. The only thing left is the broom closets.
And we're saving that for you, Jim.
That's right.
Now, unemployment being that low, and you've got that many employers, 244
yeah,
coming.
Yeah.
What are they looking for?
You know, there's a variety. And in fact, you can go to mn.gov/deed, D-E-E-D, and there is a notification right on the homepage there for the Veterans Career Fair. You can click on that, and then one click away is a whole list of not only the employers that are going to be there, but the kinds of jobs that they're hiring for.
So the positions they're looking for.
Correct. Correct.
A lot of them, I imagine, are IT positions and those
you know,
type
it's,
of things.
It's all over the board. We've got certainly IT positions and positions with huge, great companies. St. Jude is one of our primary sponsors that has a variety of positions there. But we've also got Mr. Car Wash with us, and they're looking for managers. And so there's a lot of different kinds of opportunity, depending on what people are going to be interested in.
So the employers are looking for good, hardworking, dedicated, full-time people. And with unemployment that low, they're probably paying pretty good wages.
And good basic skill sets, which is why veterans are so attractive to these businesses.
Can you give us a little sampling? 244 businesses, just a few of them, who's going to be with you?
You know, I mentioned St. Jude. 3M will be with us. EJ Ajax, Mediacom Communications, Land O'Lakes, McGough Construction, Genio Turkeys. United Healthcare will be there. Wells Fargo will be there. U.S. Bank, Abra Auto Body. So, like I say, it's a great cross section of really, really fine Minnesota businesses who understand the value that veterans will bring to their business.
Now, Jim, this show is heard on 36 stations all over Minnesota today. Are these businesses? Some of these businesses have locations not just here
Absolutely.
In the Twin Cities, but all over the state as well.
Absolutely, absolutely, and many of them are hiring. We know that about 70% of the population is in the Twin Cities metro area, so that tends to be where about 70% of our employers come from. But we've had employers from all over the state. Central Boiler up in northern Minnesota was with us for a few years, so it's open to everybody. You know, we're anxious to get as big a variety as we can in there because service members come in all shapes and sizes.
So if we've got veterans listening that are unemployed or underemployed from southern Minnesota or northern Minnesota, this is probably a day that they should drive into the Twin Cities, go to the Earl Brown Center.
Absolutely.
What's the date again, Jim, and the times?
The date is July 13th, which is just this next Wednesday. The career fair goes from 10 in the morning till 3 p.m.
10 to 3, and of course that's up in is the north side of the Twin Cities.
Yeah, Earl Brown Heritage Center. It's a great location. Like I said, they've been great partners to us. It's a wonderful space. Employers love it. They think it's a great spot for that. Veterans have an opportunity to visit, again, an array of employers. We've got them spread out all over the building.
So Veterans Career Fair is on July 13th from 10 to 3. It's up just up Highway 100 towards 694 or 94. Right. Is that Brooklyn Center?
Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center. Yeah, I Google it.
Google it. Earl Brown Center, July 13th, 10 to 3. And as we said, if you're unemployed or underemployed, Come on out there, 244 employers. That's quite a group, Jim.
You bet it is. You bet it is. In fact, if you go to that site, you can actually click on a map and you can get driving directions too to make it simple.
Now, do our veterans need to pre-register or just show up?
They don't. They just need to show up. We're asking that they show up dressed for an interview. You only have one chance to make a first impression, and so this is a time to do that. So we tell people to dress appropriately for an interview. Now, if you're looking for a job as an account manager, that may be different than if you're looking for a job as a logistics technician or somebody that works in a larger building for doing maintenance or something like that. So we tell people or ask people to dress appropriately for the job they want to apply for.
But they don't have to wear a tuxedo and a top hat like you did today to come to the radio station.
They don't, but no flip-flops or T-shirts either. So.
All right. Jim, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk to Jim Flinley a little more about the Veterans Job Fair on July 13th from 10 to 3 up at the Earl Brown Center. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been speaking with Jim Flinley, who's the Director of Veterans Employment Programs for DEED, which is Minnesota's Department of Employment and Economic Development. And we're talking about a veterans career fair. Is it career fair or job fair, Jim?
We call it career fair. In the initial days that we were doing this, we had, and we still have service providers like the VA and Military Assistance Council for Veterans, county veteran service officers, et cetera. We also had a lot of schools because when the unemployment rate was very high, a lot of people, a lot of service members go to school to train up for that next job. Now the need is with employers. And so we've purposely put this together to be able to serve as many employers, Minnesota employers, as we can.
And you told us earlier there'll be 244 employers. This is at the Earl Brown Center on July 13th from 10 to 3. And these employers have full-time positions available, and they're looking for a few good men and women to come in and fill those. And, Jim, we talked earlier when we were talking about the unemployment rates about they're pretty low and they're great for veterans in this state. But, you know, there's still people that have dropped out, maybe not being counted. And then there's the underemployed. And by underemployed, I mean statistics show that we've got more and more people today working two and three part-time jobs. And the downside of that is they're putting in long hours and they get no benefits, and it just doesn't work out very well. This is an opportunity for our veterans that are either unemployed or underemployed, or maybe working those couple of part-time jobs, to come in, have an opportunity to interview with up to, you know, a couple hundred different employers and find themselves a full-time position with benefits.
Exactly. In fact, one of the things that we advise vets to do before they come down is go to that website, mn.gov/deed, and click on that Veterans Career Fair link. There's another link there that will lead you to a listing of all the employers that are there. Pick out six, pick out eight that are the kinds of employers that you want to work for or employers that have jobs that you're looking for, and focus on those. With the time that you have left, then visit other employers, but focus on making six really solid contacts with those businesses that you want to work with.
Now, you've got your folks there and all kinds of volunteers there, so the veterans come down, they just look for somebody with the DEED shirt on and say, hey, I need a full-time job, help me.
You bet. In fact, the employers will all be set up. We've taken over, as we talked before, all of Earl Brown Center. I don't know how many square feet that is, but there's two huge rooms. In fact, this year we've even added a tent in the courtyard that we were able to fit 40 additional employers in there. And these are all employers with open jobs. We ask them to post those jobs on minnesotaworks.net, so you can even take a look at actual job postings from some of these companies on that minnesotaworks.net site.
Jim, sounds like I should call the general and send out some military police to keep order with all of your people out there.
You know, it's an extremely well-behaved group. They're all vets, and they know how to act.
Once again, it's at the Earl Brown Center, July 13th from 10 to 3, so you got plenty of time to get up, get cleaned up, get dressed up like you're going for a job interview.
Right.
Drive on down, and it doesn't matter where you're from in the state. Some of these employers need people all over the state. It's a good opportunity to meet a lot of employers all in one place, Jim.
That's kind of the goal, to get as many employers and as many veterans in the same space as we can. And then let what happens happen.
Now, Jim, what have you told these employers about veterans? They all know that the veterans come well-disciplined, ready to work. Pretty easy to put in a full day's work when nobody's shooting at you.
It is. And interestingly enough, you know, again, one of the things we promote with employers is this is a group of people who has an extremely solid skill set. Besides the things like their teamwork skills and leadership skills that they're taught in the military right from day one, you remember, this is all qualities and talents that they bring to the job.
And we should follow up on that. Now, you're going to have some experts there to help them transfer the things they learned in the military into words that mean something to civilian employers.
In fact, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, the program in Minnesota, there are a lot of companies that belong to that, and many of them have volunteered HR representatives to come and work at the career fair, work one-on-one with veterans from the HR side of things on preparing resumes and interviewing skills and some of those things. So we're thrilled to have Beyond the Yellow Ribbon with us again.
So you've got that educational component there this year as well.
We do.
All right, Jim, we've got just under 30 seconds left. Tell us again when and where and who's eligible and how to do it.
Earl Brown Heritage Center, and it's July 13th. We'll start at 10 o'clock. It's all over at 3 o'clock. We've got about 240 companies. We've got a lot of service providers there, so if you're interested in getting information on veterans benefits or any of that, we've also got some experts up there for that.
July 13th, 10 to 3, and the website one last time, Jim.
Is mn.gov/DEED.
Go on there and take a look. You'll see some of the employers there, and you'll see some of the type of positions open. And, Jim, I hope you have a great turnout and get some great jobs for our veterans.
Thanks, Tom.
That was Jim. Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
Absolutely.
Jim Finley, the Director of Veterans Employment Programs for DEED, Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. Joining me now is the Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham. Sergeant Major, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hello, Tom. Great to be with you again.
Sergeant Major, I think we wanted to talk today about Croatia and the fact that the Minnesota National Guard is just celebrated the 20th anniversary of the State Partnership for Peace program with Croatia. Can you tell us what that's been all about?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We just had the opportunity to celebrate with them in Croatia. And the State Partnership for Peace program has been something, it's been well over 20 years involving 76 nations around the globe. And really what this is all about is the National Guard runs this program, and individual states are partnered with a country. And it's designed to conduct military-to-military engagements in support of defense security goals. But then they also will leverage society-type relationships and the capabilities that we have within, let's just say, in Minnesota, so that we can facilitate interagency-type relationships, correlate engagements that are from the military to their government, to economic, social relationships that we can build with the country, just kind of help them grow along in the development of their own country and what it is that they do.
And Sergeant Major, didn't I hear a few months ago that the Croatian president was actually here?
Yes, she absolutely was here. And what a great opportunity to meet with her and talk a little bit about the Partnership for Peace program. And then, of course, kind of set some of the groundwork as well about the celebration we just had for the 20th year. And as you know, talking with Colonel St. Sauver, they've done a lot of work, Camp Ripley has, with some training sites in Croatia. So that was part of the reason why she was here, was to do some touring of Camp Ripley, see our ranges, and then be able to have a better understanding of what it is they're going to be doing in Croatia for the ranges that they're developing.
Sergeant Major, I think I've heard some reports that she's an incredible lady.
She is a very, very intelligent person, just a dynamic person. And so it was, again, a great opportunity to spend time with her. And of course, over this 20th anniversary event, it was nice because we were able to not only go to the official commemorative ceremony, But then she had a reception where we were able to meet her again and, you know, have some nice conversations. So just a dynamic person, great opportunities for us.
Sergeant Major, now this is the 20th anniversary of the State Partnership for Peace Program with Croatia, but we also have a Norwegian exchange that's been going on for about twice as long, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I want to say we're at our 43rd or 44th year now, and that's been a bilateral agreement. Doesn't fall into the State Partnership for Peace Program. The way the story goes that I've heard is it just started with a handshake, and now for 40-plus years, we've been doing an annual exchange with Norway where they send some of their Home Guard soldiers to Minnesota, and we send some of our soldiers to train with their Home Guard over in Norway. So, yeah, two great relationships that we have in Minnesota with of course, Norway and Croatia.
And in both of those countries, if there happens to be a need and you're called up to active duty to go support them, it's always good to know your counterparts.
That's the great thing about these relationships. When we do have to answer that call, we already have familiarity with a lot of the people that we would be serving with in that type of an emergency.
Sergeant Major, we're almost out of time, but we've got Minnesota Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair coming up on August 30th.
Yes, we have to put that plug in. This year we're going to be recognizing our Yellow Ribbon companies. It is the 30th of August, Military Appreciation Day, so we'd love to have a lot of support out there, get all of our veterans out there, and anybody who wants to come out and support those Yellow Ribbon companies, because they sure do a lot for all of our service members.
And we'll be out there on Military Appreciation Day from noon to 4, recording a couple of shows from the Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130 booth up on Machinery Hill. And I'm sure we'll see you out there, Sergeant Major.
I am looking forward to it. I am sure the sun will be shining, and hopefully this year we don't have any hecklers from the crowd. You know how they get.
We can take it, sir. We can take it.
Yeah, you're right. We can.
Sergeant Major, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Tom, always a pleasure, and I hope that you have a great rest of the day. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, sir. That was the Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham. We have several mentions today. First, I'd like to mention that the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa will be holding their annual Veterans Powwow from July 8th to the 10th at the Powwow Grounds on Highway 210 and Mission Road in Sawyer, Minnesota. And they will also be having the Vietnam Veterans Wall, Moving Wall, and the Eyes of Freedom at the Black Bear Casino, and that'll be there from July 7th through the 10th. So if you're up in that part of the state, please stop in and join in on that. Also, the March of Dimes Foundation is hosting their 7th Annual Nurse of the Year Awards. This year they've introduced a Military Nurse Award category. So go to nurseoftheyear.marchofdimes.org if you'd like to nominate a special nurse in your life for that award. And for our listeners down in St. Peter, there's a cancer benefit for Staff Sergeant Stephen Menke. He spent 37 years in military service. The benefit will be July 15th from 4 to 9 at the Red Men's Club, St. Peter, Minnesota. Proceeds to help his family with medical expenses on his final mission. For more information, contact Darv Tollefson, 507-995-8044, or dtollefson55@yahoo.com. And last, a notice from the Minnesota Department of Revenue. If you've served in the military combat zone in 2012, you could be eligible for a refundable Minnesota tax credit worth $120 for each month of service in the combat zone. Don't put this off, as you must file by October 15th of this year. And how to claim that credit? You have to file the 2012 form in M99, credit for military service in a combat zone. You can get more information on how to do that and on military tax credits available by visiting members of the military page on the Minnesota Department of Revenue's website. Once again, if you're serving a combat zone in 2012, you have to file that claim by October 15th of this year. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Abby Gewertz, Jim Finley, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham, Commissioner Larry Shelotow of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk about the Minnesota National Guard's Women's Leadership Program and meet the new commander of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at Minnesota MilitaryRadio.com.